This is your Tech Talk tip for Wednesday, hump day 10/18/17. Today we're going to be talking about naming your station and what type of strategy you may want to consider when you do so. We all know that if you place a word in a station title, it becomes searchable. So keep that in mind as we talk. I've been noticing an increase lately in people not naming stations related to their name or personal branding of their name, but creating catchy titles that show up that may or may not relate to what your mission or goal is, not only here on Anchor, but in social media in general. So I want to be clear, because I've been getting confused, and maybe you are too. I'd love your feedback today on this. I see names when people perhaps visit my station, they listen, they applaud, they favorite, and I have no idea who they are. They're sharing my content. I don't know who they are. I know who their station is, but they don't always identify themselves. Now, this could be intentional, and if it's your intent to name your station in an anonymous way so that your station stands alone and not you, then that's fine. I have a different approach. I am known in social media by my name. My business is AskAvi.com. So I want Avi to be a prominent title and people can search me on my name. If someone's coming to Anchor for the first time and they know you, and your only station is some title that has nothing to do with anything but the subject matter of your content, then, and they're looking for you, they may not find you. It may be difficult to find you. However, if they are looking for the topic matter of your station and your title includes the topic matter, fantastic. And that might be the ultimate goal for you. So, you need to understand what your mission is. You want to understand if you're branding Anchor in any way related to other social media platforms. Are you consistent? Are you sharing the names? And when you share out Anchor content to the public, do they relate that information back to you? Or is it something completely foreign? The other thing is, what is the topic matter of your station? Are you a consolidating station where you're sharing other stations' content and not really providing any of your own personal input in segments? Or are you more affiliated with the content that you're providing and you are speaking? If you do that and you announce your name inside of Anchor, even if the title of your station is different, or let's talk about your profile. If you've named your profile with your name and included your name there, that is searchable. Your profile is searchable. So consider that along with the topic and subject matter of your profile so that people can find you more easily, so that you can be recognized and match your goals with the type of naming conventions that you're using. I'd like to discuss this more today. It's Wednesday Hump Day. Call in. Let me know what's going on. This is a Tech Talk Tip Tidbit question for you. Has social media in any way ever affected your relationship with another person in a negative way? Meaning, you may have a passion for an application. Let's call it Anchor. And you do recording on Anchor and you essentially need quiet, and you need time to record. You have relationships and interaction with others in the platform. And you sit back and the person that you may be close to, they may be your wife, your significant other. Bottom line is they feel a bit slighted, a bit alienated. And the more time you spend on the social app, the less time you're spending with that person. Has it affected you? And if it hasn't yet, perhaps you would like to survey your thoughts about the concept and see if it could potentially affect you if you were to use it and abuse it. Love to hear your thoughts on this. And, you know, it's Wednesday hump day. Love to hear what's going on with your day.